Hey guys, welcome back everyone to the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant and Coach and proud K-12 Content Thought Leader. Listen, I am so excited to kick off season two of our show on the Realizing Your Potential TV network. This season, we're going to continue diving into the issues that shape our children's education, growth, and well-being. Tonight's conversation is both urgent and necessary. There's a silent tragedy unfolding in our homes today, and it concerns our most precious jewels, our children. So grab your notepad, grab your tea, and let's get into it. But before we go any further in this conversation, I want to put it out there as a disclaimer. I am a former K-6 licensed professional. I have dealt with teachers, students, staff, and team members in community-based organizations and corporations and in higher ed. And I am providing the research that I have researched as well as from my lived experiences. Okay, so I am not a certified or licensed health care professional. I am coming from this from an educational purposes and from my lived experiences as an education consultant and coach. Okay, here to hold hands, here to wipe tears, and I'm here to provide the information and bring about it from the standpoint from my lived experiences as an educator. Okay. All right, so here we go. So over the years, the researchers have raised alarm after alarm about the mental health crisis among children. And the statistics don't lie. 1 in 5 children has a mental health problem. ADHD cases have jumped by 43%. Teenage depression is up 37%. And the most heartbreaking, the suicide rate among children ages 10 to 14 has increased by 200%. Friends, these are not just numbers. These are classrooms full of children. These are families. These are futures at risk. And here's what makes this tragedy silent. On the outside, our kids may look fine. They may be scrolling TikTok, playing video games, going to soccer practice, but inside, so many are carrying anxiety, depression, loneliness, and exhaustion. So the question becomes, what's going on? And what are we doing wrong? Okay? What's going wrong? Children today are being overstimulated and overgifted with material things, but they've deprived of the fundamentals of a healthy childhood. So think about this. Many children are growing up without emotionally available parents. Boundaries are blurred or non-existent. The responsibilities are limited. Balanced nutrition, adequate sleep, outdoor movement, creative play, these are all getting pushed to the sidelines. Instead, our kids are living in homes where parents are digitally distracted, and children often set the rules. Let me insert here as an educator. Let me insert here as a mother to 3 grown children. Let me insert here to a grandmother of 8 grandchildren. I will tell you from my experience this summer as I, you know, helped 3 of them actually, with babysitting responsibilities, that I was reminded it was a very stark contrast from when I was raising my children and versus today. Most of these children are abundantly blessed where they have technology and devices at their hand, cell phones, iPads. But let me tell you what Grandma T or Gma T did this summer when I had the majority of my grandchildren. And I provided them with academic coaching. I provided them with educational experiences. They had decreased screen time, and it was a requirement that they went outside and did the old-fashioned stuff that our generation did, which was playing outside in the dirt, riding their bicycles, playing with the water hose, on the trampolines. That's the experiences that I provided my grandchildren. And I will tell you this, realizing Your Potential TV Network and Let's Talk K-12 Education radio listening audience, it was a struggle. I will be the first to tell you. A lot of times they are used to staying on the inside, including our little boys, you know, staying on the inside, playing video games or on Roblox. Now, again, I am not knocking those things, but what I did see was as GMATI, I had to make sure that my grandchildren did something more than had screen time, okay? And that they were not allowed to set the rules of how we would have a productive and manageable ecosystem. Now, for those either single parents, divorced parents, widowed parents, and you are doing it alone, please know I am not passing judgment. I do not have a reference point to understand what it is that you go through, and that sometimes it's easier for your children or grandchildren or both, because sometimes you have these grandparents that are in the roles of you know, raising children, second generation sometimes. I am not here, and please understand, here to pass judgment on you. If they probably get a little bit more screen time than you like, if you're not able to take them outside or to the park, I get it. But what I will challenge you to do is to put your best foot forward, even if you have to write it down on paper or put it in your digital calendar on your phone or on your emails. And make it a habit to increase their times of getting outside, getting the good vitamin D, going through the whole old-fashioned learning inquiry with touching things and seeing how things crawl and why do we have sand? Why is the sand this color? Why does the grass look like this? Those are the good old-fashioned things that are great. And if you're not in position that you're able to do this as often as you like, start somewhere. Okay. All right. So is that enough hand holding? I can give you some more hand holding. I don't mind, but I need to get finished with the rest of the information because I am also sharing from my lived experiences. I noticed as there was a stark difference between when I raised my children and the things that they, you know, we had to make them come inside the house. These children today, you have to make them go outside. Okay. So just do the very best that you can, even if it means that you say, hey, I can make sure that I can commit to doing about 15 minutes of more outdoor time or riding the car with the windows down and us having a conversation. Okay. And that, so that you are setting the rules and establishing those healthy boundaries and not the children. Sleep and nutrition are irregular. Technology is the constant babysitter. And I just kind of went over that and explained, you know, some baby steps that you can take if you are in a very challenging situation as it pertains to raising your children. You may be doing it alone. You may be doing it sad. You may be doing it as a widow. You may be doing it as a new divorcee or divorcee. We get it. We understand. So this isn't about blaming parents. And I want you to know, as we did some hand-holding again, and we're going to continue to do hand-holding this season too as well. This is about recognizing that in a fast-paced, digital-driven world, we've unintentionally created conditions that are eroding the mental health of our children. Okay. And again, put this disclaimer out there. I am not providing this information as a mental health professional because I am not a licensed mental health professional or a trained mental health professional. I am a licensed and trained teacher and now education consultant and coach. And these are my lived experiences in and out of the classroom and from my personal perspectives as it pertains to my children and my grandchildren. Okay. But here's the hope. Change is possible. Families who start to reset boundaries and restore balance see improvement within weeks, and schools and communities can help lead that charge. So here we go, the way forward. So what we can do, let's talk practical strategies that your families, educators, and communities can start putting into action right now. We can set some limits. Remember, you are the captain of the ship. That's what I just explained. You set the boundaries. Kids thrive when adults lead. Offer balance. Give children what they need, not just what they want. Prioritize health. Nutritious meals, outdoor activity, and regular sleep routines are game changers. And I talked a little bit about that as I, negotiated with my grandchildren. Well, not negotiated, but, you know, set the tone that this is what we're doing. Decrease screen time, more outside time, and know you're not going to always play with things that are digital or always ride and play with things outside that are electronic. And that was something also that Papa, their granddad, my husband, set into place too. So reclaim family time, family dinners without phones. Guys, put the phones away, board games, chores together. These are small shifts that build connections, you know. And again, we're not doing the blame game with all adults and the parents that are involved. But what we do see, if you will take note, when you go out to a restaurant now, it's very, very common at probably probably 4 out of the 5 tables that you're going to walk past with families sitting to them, most of them are going to be in their phones or their devices and not conversating and communicating and socializing with each other. So we can also take some steps towards that, you know, having dinner, putting the phones away and explain that this is our new norm. Put them away. Nothing's that important. Put it away. Let's have conversation. Okay. Foster responsibility. Let children make mistakes, learn resilience, and carry their own backpacks. Delay gratification. Teach kids to wait, to be patient, to understand that not everything is instant, that microwave mentality. But that's what most of them are born in. You know, everything is quick and fast. Encourage boredom. Yes, boredom. It sparks creativity. A boredom jar with activity ideas can help. Be emotionally present, smile, hug, read together, play together. Connection is prevention. This isn't just about saving our children's mental health. This is about giving them back their childhoods and equipping them to become healthy, capable adults. Now, as we reflect, I want to challenge all of us to take at least one of these steps in this week in our own families, classrooms, or community. In closing, let's close this episode with my education consulting and coaching thought leadership. So we talked about several things as it pertained to some old school versus new school. I went over and explained how, you know, that with my grandchildren, I made it a bet, me and their papa, that they would do more than just sit in the house on the games, in the phones, or looking at TV. And again, we talked about how it is very different. I don't know about you guys. Maybe it's just me in my household, but I see the difference between my children's thought processes and how they thought about things growing up as little ones versus their little ones is very, very different. So I want to share some of my education consulting and coaching thought leadership around what we've talked about today. So tonight we heard sobering truths, but also hopeful solutions. Our children, they don't need perfection. They need presence, structure, love, and balance. And again, I will be the first. Please do not think I am finger pointing that. I am not. I do understand each household has its own unique set of challenges and situations. In fact, someone that I am partnering with right now in business explains to me often when we have our coffee chats of life's responsibilities as a full-time professional, as a person that's starting up a brand and running a business, as well as being a mother. I get it. I understand it. I see it. But again, I hold your hand. I hold your hand and do hand holding, and I wipe your tears. I am virtually extending my arms and giving you a virtual hug. Number one, to tell you to hang in there. And number two, to say that old cliche, ear quote, Rome wasn't built in a day. So that means that if you have been on autopilot and surviving, and you've had the thought process that, oh my goodness, my children are having too much screen time. Oh my goodness, I might not be totally present when we are having dinner, or when we are in, you know, when we're commuting in the car. Because again, I was very blessed and fortunate that I had their father, which is my life partner. And we were in partnership raising our children. So I understand that I was pretty fortunate. And not only was he a partner, but he was an engaged partnership in our being parents, mom and dad. And now in being G-Ma, T, and Papa G, we work in tandem. So if by any chance you are experiencing that is not your narrative, that's okay. I want you to lean in, okay? For those of you that you are fortunate, you have a partner, you have a great or great co-work or great co-parenting, excuse me. If you have a great co-parenting relationship, this isn't for you. This is for those who are having some challenges moving forward with raising their children. Start with where you are. I would, just doing a little coaching here, what I would advise you to do is to grab a sheet of paper, or again, put it in your phone or make a note in your phone, and start off really realistic as it pertains to this silent tragedy of us having these children that are having significant challenges with it in their mental health. Okay. I would, as a parent, as someone in the village of these children, and you are just extremely bombarded in your time each day, and it is very difficult. And by the time you get home, you are mentally and or physically exhausted. What I would do is, after you are done for the evening and you've showered or you had your dinner or whatever it is, start today and write down, tomorrow or the next day or this week, I will take 15 minutes to have a totally engaged conversation with my child/children. Okay. 15 minutes. And it could be from 5 to 5:15 or from 6 to 6:15. And that means that all phones are away. The TV isn't running. The radio isn't playing the background, or Alexa isn't going to background. That is being totally present with each other, with your children. Okay. And start very realistically with 15 minutes one day this week that you're going to do it. You can pick the day, you can pick the time. And as each week goes by, increase it by 15 minutes. If it takes you, if you feel like it's going to take you about 2 weeks to just do 2 to 3 weeks to do 15 minutes a week, fine, start somewhere. That's how we become successful, is starting somewhere, not just talking about it, but taking proactive steps to make something happen. So that's my homework. And I got a little bit more homework for you too, but this was for the person or people that are navigating this life as a single parent without the support. Okay. This is for you. This is not for those who have great co-parenting relationships, or for those that don't have someone to that's in the support system, or you don't have a village and it's just all on you. First of all, I extend myself and give my hug to you virtually, but also those are the tips for you to write it down one day this week, whatever date and time that you choose, and say 15 minutes, okay? Because we want you to be actively engaged too with what is happening with this silent tragedy for your mental health as well as your child. And then as time goes on, then of course you can write you an action step to say in week 3, I will increase it to 30 minutes. Okay. All right. So that's your homework. Now, I'm reminded, you know, as we talk about this silent tragedy, I'm reminded of, I'm staring into the face of, one of my sixth graders. And at first glance, this was the typical student who from the outside looked like they were in a healthy place. They were showing no other signs. They were very pleasant, calm, nurturing leader, not knowing how to self-regulate and work through life's challenges and obstacles. You know, so after I was recognizing that, hey, wait a minute, even though they appear to be okay, let me check in with them. Let me see, are they navigating through life's challenges? So after asking for their trust and time and attention, and a couple of conversations later, the student gave me permission to submit a referral to our phenomenal team of guidance counselors at our school to receive the interventions and help needed. So in other words, this student at first glance seemed to be adjusting, doing well, nothing was different, but I started noticing some subtle changes that no one else picked up on. And I just, pulled the student to the side, had some conversations, and discovered they were having some challenges navigating through some things, but were just able to mask it that they were not suffering. So I took a proactive approach and let them lead the conversation, built my trust with them where they were able to talk with me. And then I asked them their permission. Hey, do you mind if I make a referral to the guidance counselors for you to go and have some conversations to talk further about what you're experiencing? And they gave me their permission. So at the end of the day, it was no frill, no flair, no big event to provide this student with what they needed. And they were able to get the support that they needed. And they are still among us, living, thriving, healthy with goals. I ran into them in my time in the community not long ago and saw them and was so excited to see. They looked good. They looked healthy. And they thanked me for listening to them and getting them, walking them through the process of talking about what they were going through, even though at first glance, it didn't look like they were having any challenges, but they were. So I say that to you, which is another part of your homework, because sometimes if you even notice something that may be slightly off, but your child or children seem to not be having any challenges, I challenge you to pull them to the side and have a deeper conversation, okay? Now, as we move into this new school year, or some of you are already in the swing of things, I know for most of my grandchildren, they've already did two to three weeks of school. Let's commit to being more intentional. Let's commit to turning off the phone, saying no when needed, and yes to family dinners, yes to boundaries, and yes to connection. So I challenge you. That's the other part of your homework. Let's talk K-12 education listening audience. I challenge you to do the homework. I challenge you to start somewhere today. And even if you don't start it today, write it down on a piece of paper, in your journaling notebook, in your to-do notebook, in your task sheet, in your chore sheet. Put it as an email to yourself. Put it in your digital calendar. What day you will take 15 minutes to have uninterrupted, engaged, in the moment time with your child or children where you are not distracted by the phone, you're not distracted by Alexa playing music in the background, you're not distracted by the TV. Intentional time together, okay? Yes to family dinners. Yes to outside time. Yes to checking in with them if you even notice a little bit off. Yes to checking in with them even if they appear to be totally fine, but you are double checking your system. And for this is for the single parent with no support, the single parent with a little support, or even to the parents you abundantly wealthy and blessed in that area to have the village and the support system as it pertains to your children. Why? So that we can debunk this silent tragedy. Because you want to lay down at night and you want to say, I did what I could and how I could to combat this silent tragedy. So, I want to thank you for joining me for the very first show, episode 25 of the season 2 premiere of Let's Talk K-12 Education. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant and Coach of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. And what do I want you to do? Besides the homework that I gave you for this week, I want you to join me next Tuesday, same time, same place, same channel, same place at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we talk K-12 education. Until then, remember, when we enrich education, we enrich our lives. So let's work together, let's hand hold together, let's hold each other accountable so that we can be effective combat members of our silent tragedy that's affecting our children, our school systems, our families, and our communities. So let's band together, folks. Let's get ready for another season 2. And I'm happy that you join me for episode 25, the very first show for the season 2. Until our next time, continue to be enriched, continue to be blessed. Good night.